Eric Schoberg is 30 years old. He has Asperger's syndrome, a functional type of autism. As a kid growing up, he knew something was wrong, especially when around other children.
Yeah, I did. You know, they'd often kind of poke fun at me, you know, because I wasn't exactly into basketball and stuff like they were. I'm more of an indoor kid, you know?
Eric's pleasant looking with thick brown hair and large glasses. He's intelligent, listens closely to questions, then thoughtfully responds. Like when he was diagnosed with Asperger's 10 years ago, what did he think?
Here's something new, I don't care. As long as they give me medicine to get through it.
Are you taking medication?
Yes, I am.
Because people with autism tend to be bothered by certain sounds, touch, textures, odors, and especially crowds. During the interview, Eric becomes slightly anxious, so swirls the palms of his hands in small circles on the fabric of his pant legs. To calm himself, it works. So does Eric have a disorder which carries a negative connotation, or is he just different?
Yeah, everybody's different in some way, you know?
Autism is a neurological syndrome, so what about the word neurodiverse? We all have habits and compulsions, right? But autistic people prefer routine and ritual, tend to isolate, speak formally and often in monotone. Some avoid eye contact. Most are unable to read human expressions, so miss typical social cues. Eric Schoberg shares an apartment with another man near the U of A campus in Fayetteville, but spends much of his time in his room at his computer exploring fan fiction, an interactive website dedicated to manga, games, comics, and movies. He doesn't need friends, he says.
I kind of shut myself out from the world for some reason. Not exactly sure why, but I'm mainly into the guides of the agency and my family, you know?
Eric's family lives in Rogers, but are out of the picture. And the agency he mentioned is the Arkansas Support Network. Eric's support staff is Angela Wall. She monitors his meds, run errands with him, but most importantly, socializes with him.
And he loved Hastings. He loved reading books and stuff. And when we go out in the community, you know, we go in the mall and stuff, and he's always polite, you know, to people, always, you know, willing to help. You know, just, you know, my family, they have met him, they love him, and he's good.
As you can hear, Angela Walls gets emotional talking about Eric. They've become friends. She also takes him to work at a local Quick Check where he's a part-time janitor. And he's valued by coworkers, Walls says. But the job's temporary. Eric has higher aspirations. He attended community college for a while, did great in math and science, but had trouble with English. He dropped out, but hopes to try again.
I'm kind of interested in paleontology, you know?
Experts like Beth McKee say Eric would likely have attained that degree by now had he been diagnosed early. She's clinic director of the Northwest Arkansas Center for Autism in Fayetteville. She works with children and teens.
So we use applied behavior analysis, and part of that is looking at the children's skill set and breaking it down and finding out where their needs and their strengths are. And then based on their needs, we develop an individualized program from a research-based assessment.
Instead of play therapy or occupational therapy, applied behavior analysis, or ABA, uses measurement and objective evaluation of observable behavior. Therapists use motivational learning to reinforce social skills, self-control, including self-monitoring methods, to maintain behaviors and prevent self-injury, learning skills, and most of all, communication techniques.
Functional, everyday, independent skills would be increased. And that's significant for a child, especially for an older child with autism. And also those behaviors that are, you know, interfering with their ability to be social with their peers. Those are things that we can work on here at the center and that we do work on.
For decades, many people with autism were institutionalized and considered brain damaged. By the early 1990s, the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual listed criteria for autism spectrum disorder. So today, children who are diagnosed often receive some form of intervention, but most adults never got any help.
For those who are no longer in institutions, they may very well be some of the homeless that we see on our streets and being serviced maybe just in the mental health arena, which certainly is not appropriate for a person with autism. It's a different therapy that they're going to need. They don't need necessarily just cognitive behavior therapy, just talk therapy. They would really need some kind of support to learn how to functionally take care of themselves.
And many are quite gifted.
They do have an ability that what we would call neurotypical, people who aren't impacted by autism or Asperger's, they have some abilities that we don't have because our brains do not function the same. They do function differently. And so therein lies a wonderful thing.
Think of famous animal behaviorist and author Temple Grandin. And some believe Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, Mark Twain, Emily Dickinson, Beethoven, Mozart, Van Gogh, Thomas Jefferson were all on the spectrum. Dr. Geraldine Dawson is Chief Science Officer with Autism Speaks, a national advocacy and research group. She's also a research professor of psychiatry at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She says no data exists on savant skills among people with autism.
So people with autism, for example, may have exceptional memories. They may have an exceptional ability to notice details in their environments and to recall them at a later time. They may have exceptional musical skills, mathematical skills. And so when we find that a person with autism has these special skills, it's important to think about ways that they could utilize those skills in the work environment and even in their leisure activities so that they can have satisfying lives.
Dr. Dawson says while the number of children diagnosed with autism has surged 600% in recent decades, no one knows the occurrence among the adult population, but there are ways to tell.
So they may feel awkward in social situations like parties. They may have difficulty reading social cues. They may be overly focused on a certain topic and want to talk about this repeatedly despite the fact that others are not so interested in that topic. So there's many different kinds of cues that would alert you that this person might be struggling with an autism spectrum disorder, even though they may not have a diagnosis.
Despite misconceptions, most adults on the functional side of the spectrum, Dr. Dawson says, do crave connection with others. They just may not know how to connect.
And when you have a great desire to be part of the social world, but you don't know how to navigate it, that's a very stressful situation to be in. And sometimes people with autism can become quite depressed when they find that they're not succeeding in making those friendships or joining those social groups. And that's why it's so important that we help people with autism learn how to interact and become part of the social world so that they don't have to feel so isolated.
So if we have a family member, colleague, or neighbor we suspect or know have Asperger's, what's the best way to communicate with them?
I think it's very important that we realize that all of us have our strengths and weaknesses, our peculiarities and things that make us unique. And with people with autism, it's important to appreciate that, yes, this person may have difficulty in the area of social interaction, but they also likely have some really amazing strengths. So people with autism often have exceptional memories. They'll be very punctual getting to work, may be able to do a task that involves the ability to visualize or to keep a lot of information in memory in ways that a typical person cannot do. So I think it's so important that we kind of celebrate all of these differences among us and then think about ways that we can capitalize on the strengths and find ways in the work situation or even a social situation to help those strengths flourish and at the same time be helpful and understanding about some of the areas that are more challenging for people with autism.
Scientists now say autism has a strong genetic component, Dr. Dawson says. A recent study published in the journal Pediatrics reveals that autism recurs in families with 1 in 5 children with an older sibling on the spectrum affected, more than double previous estimates. The rate is even higher among younger brothers. Nearly 1/3 of 700 people served by the Arkansas Support Network are autistic, including Eric Schoberg. The network assists physically challenged people ages 2 to 70 and is funded primarily through private and charitable donations with limited state and federal support. Eric Schoberg entered the program 10 years ago at the age of 20. Chief Executive Officer Keith Vyer.
He has improved dramatically in terms of his interactions with people. He's very aware of some of the things that he does that cause him to have problems with interactions. But and he, as I said, he has come a long, long way.
Thanks to Arkansas Support Network, he is making progress to the point where the state cut him off his support because his IQ increased. Still, staff continue to provide him unofficial services without any compensation.
I will not sermonize, but it just drives me crazy that we, as a society, can make those kinds of determinations based on some kind of pretend number.
Northwest Arkansas Autism Clinic Director Beth McKee.
These are human beings, and so they deserve a voice. And, of course, you know, it's important to know what that person wants and not just assume that they should be put in a residential home or put in an institution, but to include that person in that decision-making process.
And Eric Schoberg, a neurodiverse man with Asperger's syndrome, remains optimistic things will change.
Keep with the faith and just remember that because someone acts different doesn't mean they're any less of a person.
Eric says everyone needs to be educated about this syndrome, and if you encounter someone with autism, he says be easy on them. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.